RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news, first the headlines. Indonesia and New Zealand to cooperate to handle this disadvantaged region. U.S. announced new support for Indonesia's climate change goals. Indonesia advised to speed up development of clean energy. Now the news in details. The Indonesian Minister of Village, Disadvantaged Region Development and Transmigration will cooperate with the government of New Zealand to deal with the disadvantaged village, which require more attention. Minister of Village, Disadvantaged Region Development and Transmigration Marwan Jafar noted in a written statement received by Antara on Monday that in cooperation with New Zealand, Indonesia will come up with direct programs for the disadvantaged village. Considering New Zealand's success in developing its village into advanced ones, Marwan expected that this country would be able to do positive work in Indonesia by focusing on making the village a foundational unit of national development. Meanwhile, New Zealand Ambassador Trevor Matheson said he was ready to carry out concrete measures focusing on helping Indonesia develop its village areas. He also expected a comparative study of village development between the two countries in order to run effective and targeted programs. U.S. Ambassador Robert Blake on Monday announced two new projects aimed at bolstering the work of newly formed Peatland Restoration Agency during the Environment and Forestry Ministry-sponsored Climate Festival. He said the two projects, funded under the Millennium Challenge Cooperation Compact with Indonesia, were part of the U.S. government's strong support for Indonesia's climate change goals. The first initiative, a $17 million U.S. program known as the Berbak Green Prosperity Project, will help to restore the water of peat swamp forests in Jambi. The restoration of this system will help to eventually decrease the prevalence of peat fires in the province. The U.S. Embassy said these two programs, both of which will be implemented by an Indonesian agency, the Millennium Challenge Account Indonesia, MCAI, were part of the U.S. government's overall support for Indonesia's commitment to reduce carbon emissions and protect vulnerable peatlands. According to the embassy, U.S. aid will partner with the Indonesian government to help conserve and sustainably manage 8.4 million hectares of forest and peatland that can serve as carbon sinks. A number of foreign embassies have advised Indonesia to speed up the process of phasing out the use of fossil energy. The country should immediately embark on the program to mass-produce clean energy to achieve its target of cutting greenhouse gas emission 29% in 2020-2030. Norwegian Ambassador Stig Trafik said that the issue of climate change is complex, but it is easy if the two countries working together just follow the result of the Conference of Paris COP that asks to stop burning coal. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador Robert O. Blake said he hoped for a more ambitious agreement to reduce gas emission. Indonesia is expected to rank among 15 major developing countries with the highest economic growth in Asia and with a 15% increase in energy requirement per year. If coal has to be used by Indonesia, the fuel material has to be processed using modern coal-fired power plants. Similar advice was given by German ambassador to Indonesia, Timor Leste, and Asian, George Wischel, saying Indonesia needs to grow. The country should use environmentally friendly power-generating plants. The drop in some commodities prices has led to a sharp decline in trade between Indonesia and Hungary since 2011, the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin stated. Kadin General Chairman Rosan P. Roslani made the statement in Jakarta on Monday, adding that the Indonesian key commodity export to Hungary are, among others, the components of electronic appliances, printing machines and rubber. Meanwhile, the visiting Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban met with Indonesian President Joko Widodo in Jakarta on Monday. Ruslani further said that the economic cooperation between Indonesia and Hungary has not yet been maximized, and both countries should intensify such cooperation. Ruslani also expressed a hope that there would be direct flight from Indonesia to Hungary in an effort to step up trade and investment cooperation between the two countries. The two countries are also trying to step up an investment cooperation. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association, HIPMI, has called on the government to accord priority to micro, small and medium-scale businesses, UMKM, and local industries while procuring fishing vessels for fishermen. Chairman for Organizational Affairs of the Central Executive Board, BPP, of HIPMI, Angga Wira, said in Jakarta on Monday that the Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry, KKP, will build 3,540 fishing boats for fishermen. In this case, the government should give priority to UMKM, ship projects and other local products. Angga Wira said the government should pay heed so that projects are not left vulnerable to be abused by individuals for their personal interest. Marine Affairs and Fisheries Minister Susi Pujiastuti told at a hearing of Commission Forge of Industry and UMKM Affairs of the House of Representatives DPR late last month, January 27, that the continuance of foreign vessels will reduce the growth of the marine and fishery sectors. As reported, the Marine Affairs and Fishery Ministry will continue to carry out policies focusing on various maritime aspects, including taps of fish, besides maintaining resource sustainability and improving people's welfare. The country has a stock future contract again after 6 years' hiatus. The Indonesian Stock Exchange, IDX, has announced that it will revive its futures contract based on the LQ45 index, an index containing the 45 most liquid blue chips. The futures will be traded by 8 brokerage houses, an IDX spokesman said, explaining that the futures were used for hedging purposes where investors could minimize loss in a normal situation and or even make gain in a bearish or declining market. The Indonesian market is in a sluggish period where traders are unlikely to carry out massive transactions as the price decline curbs chances for scoring profit. Therefore, Alpino expressed his confidence that it was the right time to launch the product to boost transaction. IGX announced that the future contracts was available as of Monday, sold through RHB Securities Indonesia. Henan Putihrai, Binarta Prama, Nico Securities Indonesia, Pacific 2000 Securities, Trimegah Securities, Universal Broker Indonesia, and Falbury Asia Securities. Interim WBO Asia Pacific lightweight champion Dao Chino Jordan of Indonesia is set to fight against boxer Yoshitaka Kato of Japan on Friday at Balai Sarbini Hall in Jakarta. Coached by Craig Christian, former coach of Indonesian boxing legend Chris John, Dao attended some training sessions in Bali and his home province West Kalimantan ahead of Friday's showdown. Dao, 28, told a press conference, adding that he would not underestimate his opponent despite him looking not very physically imposing. The orthodox Dao has won 33 out of 36 bouts. Meanwhile, 31-year-old Kato has won 29 out of 36. The match will be the first meeting of the pair. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on Indonesia beware of Zika virus threat. Not long ago, the World Health Organization, WHO, reported that Zika virus might interfere with thousands of fatal developments in Brazil, and this has begun to spread in the Americas. It is estimated that it might reach 4 million people in the continent. Zika virus is of the Flaviridae family and Flavirus genus spread by Aedes aegypti mosquito. This virus can cause illness to humans known as Zika fever. This disease is known to occur on the equator. It can only be cured through rest and cannot be prevented by drugs or vaccines. Afraid about the virus outbreaks, WHO warned that all parties should take concrete action as soon as possible without waiting for the proof that the virus is dangerous to human life, especially interfering with fetal development in the womb. It is suspected that Zika virus can cause microcephaly, or a baby born with a small head, so that the baby's brain development is disturbed. How about Indonesia? It is a tropical country, and Indonesia is vulnerable to the spread of Zika virus, because the factors that carry the virus is Aedes aegypti mosquito. These mosquitoes usually live in tropical region. According to the research result of the Eichmann Institute, the potential spread of Zika virus will be equal to the dengue virus because it has the same factor. The concern today is the absence of any cure or vaccine to combat the virus. But public can prevent the disease through a clean and healthy lifestyle as well as eradication of mosquito breeding to protect the body from its bites. Well, that was commentary today on Indonesia Beware of Zika Virus Threat.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past. Let's start with 2007, the worst flooding in Indonesia in 300 years begins. The 2007 Jakarta flood was a major flood in Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, and affected several other areas around the city, such as West Java and Banten. The flood, beginning on February 2, 2007, was a result of heavy rain, deforestation in areas south of the city, and waterways clogged with debris. The flood is considered the worst in the last three centuries, including the 1996 and 2002 Jakarta floods, which killed 10 and 25 people respectively. The final official death toll was 80. Next is February 21, 1971, about the first World Wetland Day. The World Wetland Day marks the date of the signing of the Convention on Wetlands, called the Ramsar Convention, on February 2, 1971, in the Iranian city of Ramsar on the shores of the Caspian Sea. World Wetland Day was celebrated for the first time in 1997 and made an encouraging beginning. Each year, government agencies, non-governmental organizations, and groups of citizens at all levels of the community have acted to raise public awareness of wetland values and benefits in general, and Ramsar Convention in particular. Each year since 1997, Ramsar Secretariat has provided materials so that government agencies, non-governmental organizations, conservation organizations, and groups of citizens can help raise public awareness about the importance and value of wetlands. Within 10 years, the convention's website had posted reports from more than 95 countries of World Wetland Day activities of all sizes and shapes, from lectures and seminars, nature walks, children's art contests, sampan races, and community cleanup days, to radio and television interviews and letters to newspapers, to the launch of new wetland policies, new Ramsar sites, and new programs at the national level. The last is an event that occurred on February 2, 1950. The University of Indonesia, then Universitas Indonesia, officially started operations. At the proclamation of Indonesian independence on August 17, 1945, Board of Higher Education of the Republic of Indonesia was established in Jakarta with three faculties, namely Medicine and Pharmacy, Literature and Law. When the Dutch colonial army regained control of Jakarta at the end of 1945, the board activities were moved to several cities such as Klaten, Solo, Surabaya, and Bandung. On June 21, 1946, the Provisional Government of the Netherlands in Indonesia established a Nood Universiteit or Temporary University in Jakarta. On March 21, 1947, the name was changed to Nood Universiteit van Indonesië. Finally, after Jakarta had been taken over again, the government returns the Higher Education Agency of the Republic of Indonesia to Jakarta and combine it with the Universiteit van Indonesië with a new name, Universiteit Indonesia. It formally commenced operations on February 2, 1950, with the first rector, R.M. Panji Surahman Cokro Adi Suryo. In 1955, Universiteit Indonesia officially changed its name to the University of Indonesia. Well, listener, that's Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia-Hungary Cooperation in Various Fields. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has opened 5 investment opportunities to Hungarian businesses, namely in the field of water management, renewable energy, information technology or IT, digital economy, as well as in agriculture. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, along with the ranks of his cabinet, visited Indonesia to cooperate with Indonesia in the field of electricity, water, education, and fisheries. President Joko Widodo, in a joint press statement after a bilateral meeting with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Monday, February 1, said that in the bilateral meeting they discussed some of the things that will immediately be cooperated. He added that the first is cooperation in the field of water management. According to President Joko Widodo, among cooperation that have been initiated is water management projects in several places in Indonesia. There is also cooperation in the field of renewable energy. He said Indonesia welcomes investment by Hungarian companies in central Tapanuli in Sumatra. Indonesia also opens up opportunities for cooperation with Hungary in the field of information technology and digital economy, including information technology systems and cooperation in agriculture. President Joko Widodo explained that the visit of Prime Minister Viktor Orban is an honor for Indonesia because it is a single visit of the Hungarian Prime Minister abroad. Prime Minister Orban is accompanied by almost all the cabinet members and 50 businessmen from the country. This shows Hungary's commitment to strengthen relations between both countries. Related to this, Prime Minister Viktor Orban appreciates Indonesia as a country with bright prospects and a member of the G20 as well as a major player in the global economy. He also remembers how Indonesia as well as France is able to withstand terrorism. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban also praised Indonesian police alertness in handling the Sarinah bombing that occurred in mid-January. According to Prime Minister Viktor Orban, the speed in dealing with terrorism is a proof that Indonesia is a country with good security and stability. It is the stability that made Hungary very keen to work together with Indonesia, he said. The cooperation is expected to take place in the long term. Well, that was Focus today on Indonesia-Hungary cooperation in various fields. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Welcome to headline of some national newspapers today on Tuesday, February 2, 2016. We start from Kompas. In its headline, writes about dengue case increasing in East Java, West Java, and Banten. Some provinces in Indonesia, such as West Java, East Java, and Banten in 2016, recorded as the province with highest dengue case, DPD, in Indonesia. the case might be increased with the rain and hot weather come alternately. Based on data from Public Health Office of East Java, there are 1,680 dengue cases, with 39 people died, spread to 5 regencies. In Banten, there are 760 cases of DBD, with 25 people died, while in West Java it was recorded 790 cases. While Media Indonesia in its headline writes about exempting Medan from anarchy, dispute between two mass organizations in Medan, North Sumatra recently created public restlessness in the city. An employee, ES, said that the existence of mass organizations become terror for the people. They hope the security forces, especially the police, can exempt Medan from the anarchic mass organizations. Republika writes in its headline about the government has to monitor Zika virus. People are asked not to worry about Zika virus. According to researchers of Aikman Institute, Harawati Sudoyo, Zika viral diseases can heal itself because of its impact is lighter than dengue hemorrhagic fever. Nevertheless, she asked the government to remain alert to the potential spread of Zika in Indonesia. The government is expected to continue to monitor the disease. We conclude with Tempo Daily in its headline writes about the rapid train project. The government ensured there is no longer problem related to two presidential regulations about the Jakarta-Bandung rapid train projects that previously contradicted. Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung said the project only refers to the Presidential Regulation No. 107, year 2015, about acceleration of the implementation of facilities and infrastructures of Jakarta-Bandung rapid train. Meanwhile, Coordination Minister of Economy Darmin Nasution asked the people to not giving various interpretations about the two presidential regulations. Listener, that was headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. The Indonesian Minister of Village, Disadvantaged Region Development and Transmigration will cooperate with the government of New Zealand to deal with the disadvantaged village which require more attention. U.S. Ambassador Robert O. Blake on Monday announced two new projects aimed at bolstering the work of the newly formed Peatland Restoration Agency during the Environment and Forestry Ministry-sponsored Climate Festival. A number of foreign embassies have advised Indonesia to speed up the process of phasing out the use of fossil energy. The drop in some commodity prices has led to a sharp decline in trade between Indonesia and Hungary since 2011. The Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Kadin, stated. The Indonesian Young Entrepreneurship Association, HIPMI, has called on the government to accord priority to micro, small and medium-scale businesses, UMKM, and local industries while procuring fishing vessels for fishermen. The country has a stock future contracts again after 6 years hiatus. Interim WBO Asia-Pacific lightweight champion Daujino Yordan of Indonesia is set to fight against boxer Yoshitaka Kato of Japan on Friday at Balai Sarbini Hall in Jakarta. Listener, that was Lucin Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm Harnita. We'll introduce you to Tepung Tawar traditional ceremony of Malayan ethnic people in Indonesia. Stay tuned. Malay is one of tribes in Indonesia who inhabit the eastern part of Sumatra and West Kalimantan. Just like other tribes in Indonesia, Malay has a variety of unique and interesting traditions. One of them is Tepung Tawar or fresh flower tradition. It is one of the indigenous traditions of Malay, which is usually performed at weddings, circumcisions, Thanksgiving, welcome guests, and others. The name of fresh flower was taken from one of ingredients used in the ritual, the rice flour diluted with water, and during holding this tradition, people are asked to leave all activities. To hold fresh flower tradition, it is needed supporting ingredients such as white rice, yellow rice, bertih or fried paddy, pot pourri, and rice flour. All these have different meaning. White rice means a symbol of fertility, yellow rice means a good progress, pot pourri means image, and rice flour means probity. The tradition begins with receiving or taking somewhat white rice, yellow rice, bertih, and pot pourri, then sprinkled to or around the body of the person who runs the tradition. Sometimes the procession is accompanied by saying congratulations, blessing, and good health. Then the bone of kalinjuhang and other leaves is sprinkled into a white bowl containing water and white rice and sliced coffee lime, and then sprinkled on the palms of the person, accompanied by the word congratulation. Then it was taken a little bit rice flour and smeared to the palms of the person. Then it was taken a little bit rice flour and smeared to the palms of the person, the participant of the tradition. Listener, Tepung Tawar tradition consists of various types, namely body fresh flour, remain fresh flour, equipment fresh flour, and home fresh flour. There is a little bit different to use the supporting materials. The body fresh flour tradition intended for children in cutting hair procession, couples who perform marriages, and at circumcision. The main fresh flour is made to the bereaved family after 3 days of their relative is buried. Generally, the ritual is done as washing equipments used by the family. It is aimed at asking for salvation to God Almighty for a better life in the future. Listeners, a ritual of two fresh flower is similar to other fresh flower tradition. Usually, a new vehicle or a vehicle that survivor from accidents, which became the main object on this tradition. While for the family who take a new house, they also usually implement home flower fresh. The main purpose of the Tepung Tawar tradition or fresh flower tradition is to beg salvation to God Almighty. Listeners, that was today's edition of the regular Indonesian Wonder with the topic Tepung Tawar or Fresh Flower Tradition of Malay Community in Indonesia. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics. See you again and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today I'm Rahma presenting you a topic, Wisata ke Bandung, or in English, a trip to Bandung. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly, twice. You can follow after me. Rencana, rencana. In English, plan. Makan pagi, makan pagi. In English, breakfast. Wisata, wisata. In English, trip. Baru, baru. In English, new. Menyewa, menyewa. In English, to rent. Baju, baju. In English, dress. Costume, costume. In English, costume. Khas, khas. In English, typical. Belanda, Belanda. In English, Dutch. Taman bunga, taman bunga. In English, flower garden. Pasar terapung, pasar terapung. In English, floating market. Pemandangan, pemandangan. In English, view. Penjual makanan, penjual makanan. In English, food seller. Perahu kecil, perahu kecil. In English, small boat. Membeli, membeli. In English, to buy. Oleh-oleh, oleh-oleh. In English, souvenirs. Makan malam, makan malam. In English, dinner. Restoran, restoran. In English, restaurant. Traditional, traditional. In English, traditional. Menyenangkan, menyenangkan. In English, fun. Tidak sabar, tidak sabar. In English, impatient. Next is a conversation on wisata ke Bandung, or in English, a trip to Bandung, using those words. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Ani in front of their houses. Bagaimana rencana kita piknik ke Bandung besok? bagaimana rencana kita piknik ke Bandung besok? In English, how about our plan to go for a trip to Bandung tomorrow? Menurut rencana, begitu tiba di Bandung, kita akan makan pagi dulu. In English, according to plan, as soon as we arrive in Bandung, we are going to have breakfast first. Setelah itu, in English, after that. Setelah itu, kita ke farmhouse, tempat wisata baru di Bandung. Setelah itu, kita ke farmhouse, tempat wisata baru di Bandung. After that, we are going to farmhouse, a new tourist attraction in Bandung. Apa yang bisa kita lakukan di farmhouse? What can we do in the farmhouse? Di sana, kita bisa menyewa kostum seperti baju khas Belanda. We can rent a typical Dutch costume. Wah, menyenangkan sekali. In English, wow, it sounds fun. Setelah itu, kita ke Taman Bunga Begonia. After that, we'll go to Begonia Flower Garden. Kita akan berfoto bersama. We will take pictures together. Kemudian dilanjutkan ke pasar terapung. In English, then we'll continue to the floating market. Di sana pemandangannya juga sangat bagus. In English, the view there is so beautiful. Penjual makanan berada di dalam perahu-perahu kecil. In English, the food sellers are in small boats. Setelah itu, kita membeli oleh-oleh dan makan malam di restoran tradisional Sunda. In English, after that, we'll buy some souvenirs and have dinner at a traditional Sundanese restaurant. Kemudian kita pulang ke Jakarta. Then we'll go back to Jakarta. Pasti besok akan menyenangkan sekali. Tomorrow must be a lot of fun. Saya tidak sabar untuk berwisata ke Bandung besok. I can't wait to go on the trip to Bandung tomorrow. Baiklah, sampai jumpa besok. Okay then, see you tomorrow. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Hernita, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will present you to Kertas Band. Listener, let's listen to the coming song entitled Kekasih Yang Tak Dianggap by Kertas Band. Happy listening. is one of the bands that shines from Palembang. The song is entitled Kekasih Yang Tak Dianggap, become hits in almost entire regions of Indonesia. However, the band never got the result of their work because they did not receive royalties payment. However, Kertas Band does not want to track with problems. They then wake up by changing their identity into Armada Band and released the album Balas Dendam. The name Armada itself was taken from the name of personnel, Adit, the drummer, Rizal, the vocalist, Endra, the bassist, and Rada, the guitarist. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Balas Dendam by Armada Band. Happy listening. Appearing with a new name, Armada remains with melancholic pop genre, a slightly different flow with a strong vocal characteristics with melancholic musical arrangement. One color of music that is carried by Rizal and friends in Kertas Band that has catapulted the hits of Kekasih Yang Tak Dianggap throughout the country. But it was the past time. By thrusting 12 songs, Armada tried to rebuild the debris of their success. All the songs on the album made by all personnel that themed realities of love. The first single entitled Gagal Bercinta was expected to be a powerful weapon to swing Indonesian music industry. Well, listeners, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Mau Dibawa Kemana by Armada Band. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Semuanya telah kuberi dengan kesungguhan hati untukmu. Antara kau dan aku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Ku tak lagi cinta kepadamu, meski kamu masih mencintai aku.
dan jangan kau memaksa diriku untuk mencintai dirimu lagi. Ku merasakan sesuatu bila kamu aku melihat dirimu memeluk seseorang dengan penuh perasaan. Ku tak lagi cinta kepadamu meski kamu masih mencintai.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.